The big rule change that Senate Democrats forced on Republicans last month has borne its first fruit. Appellate lawyer Patricia Millette today was confirmed for a seat on the powerful District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals. And North Carolina Congressman Mel Watt was confirmed to lead the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Republicans had blocked Millette's nomination under a rule that required 60 votes to proceed. After the change, all but Supreme Court nominations can move forward with a simple majority of senators. With 55 members in the Democratic caucus, that change would seem to clear the way for many stalled nominees. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republicans are still fighting to slow things down.
After the Senate voted 56-38 to send Patricia Millette to the D.C. Circuit Court, Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley declared the rules change that he fought for and that made that outcome possible was a victory for a functional Senate.
And I must say, over the Thanksgiving break, everywhere I went, people were so thankful that some of us are fighting to make this institution work for the American people.
They did this for one reason: to advance an agenda the American people do not want.
That's Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He said the vote on her nomination was really about Senate Democrats and President Obama trying to pack the courts.
This vote isn't about any one nominee. It's not about Patricia Millett. It's about an attitude on the left that says the ends justify the means.
McConnell then challenged the ruling made nearly 3 weeks ago that removed the 60-vote supermajority threshold for almost all nominations. Newly elected freshman Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey, whose very first vote was to change those rules, responded in his temporary role as presiding officer.
Under the precedent set by the Senate on November 21, 2013, cloture on nominations other than those to the Supreme Court of the United States is invoked by a majority vote.
I appeal the ruling of the chair and ask for the yeas and nays.
Democrats once again upheld the rules change, but it clearly left Republicans feeling bitter. Susan Collins was one of only two Republicans who voted to confirm Patricia Millette today, but she did so with a caveat.
I think the change of rules was a terrible injustice that compromises the rights of the minority.
When the Senate reconvened yesterday after a two-week break, it was the first day it had been in session since Democrats forced the rules change. Their leader, Harry Reid, opened yesterday's session with a plea for cooperation.
I hope we can put aside our differences and work together like we used to.
Reid then asked the Senate to confirm a couple dozen nominations that normally would sail through with no objections. But this time, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said no.
The Democratic majority changed the rules of the Senate in a way that creates a Senate without rules. And so until I understand better how a United States senator is supposed to operate in a Senate without rules, I object.
Forcing those nominations past Republican objections could take many months, and the fate of future judicial nominations before the Judiciary Committee is also uncertain. Asked whether those nominations would be blocked in committee, this was ranking Republican Chuck Grassley's reply.
That decision is going to be made by our caucus, not by Chuck Grassley. I think that there is a possibility.
Grassley said the nominations showdown will likely continue. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.